KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Another update of Triple Team Traffic. Eric Butler, is that car fire still causing problems?
Yeah, it is. So the fire has been out for a while, but the vehicle's there and the slowing is definitely there. You're very thick and slow from 5300 South up past 3500 South heading towards South Salt Lake because of the vehicle fire. And that's along with some other northbound delays we had earlier and still exist. We have a new accident at 146 South for the northbound side and one of 114th South over on the left shoulder. Those are problems that generally we don't expect to see on the northbound commute. But right now, southbound is also very slow from downtown all the way down into Sandy. Dave Meekum?
You've got some slow traffic to deal with in Utah County. Coming down off the point, you're going to be in good shape until you hit about the SR-92 ramps, and that's where you're going to pick up the delays. They're going to be in place down past about 2100 North, and then they'll start to improve at that point. Northbound traffic still running a little bit slow from Lehigh, approaching Lehigh Main Street, up to about 1500 North. Mark?
Well, northbound I-15 now is delayed in Davis County before you get to Parrish Lane, and it is fairly tight with delays up to Layton Hills Mall. The Highway 89 delays have really been pretty brutal from all the way at the I-15 split into Kaysville. And another slow stretch of freeway up north is going to be northbound I-15 up into Far West. Lane restrictions in place there causing delays again this afternoon. Any project is easy when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals, 12 locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Mark Jackson, the KSL Traffic Center.